Four games in 3 days for the Cardinals and Reds at Busch Stadium this weekend. The Cardinals coming back home after winning 2 of 3 in Milwaukee. But what a couple of weeks it's been for the Redbirds. They've won 15 of 19 games and are in first place in the National League Central. Since those 5 games in California in which the club went 0-5, they have the best record in baseball and have made up significant ground on the Cubs. From 4 games back on August the 8th in third place to now a game and a half in front of Chicago going into this afternoon's play. The Cubs will host the Brewers at Wrigley for the first game of a weekend series as the Cardinals get set for the Reds at Busch Stadium. The Cardinals will look to wrap up August in fantastic fashion and hopefully continue to take advantage of teams on the outside of the playoff picture looking in. That's one thing the Cardinals have done very well this year. Beat up on the teams they're supposed to beat up and have success against the teams in their division. This year, the Cardinals are 40-24 against teams under 500. The Cubs just 37-26 against such teams. The Brewers are just 28-29. In the division, the Cardinals are 35-24, the Cubs just 29-24, and Milwaukee just 32-28. Tonight, Dakota Hudson goes to the mound against Trevor Bauer. Cardinals starters have been fantastic in the month of August, with Jack Flaherty leading the way, surrendering just 3 earned runs over 38 innings. His final outing coming on Wednesday in Milwaukee. In August, the Cardinals starters have combined for a 3.36 ERA. Milwaukee starters a 4.40 ERA, and the Cubs starters a 5.09 ERA. Cincinnati starters, meanwhile, a 5.27 ERA. The Cardinals' starting rotation in the month of August has a 2.9 wins above replacement, 1.8 for the Cubs, 0.4 for the Reds, and 0.1 for the Brewers. Hudson has been great as well, as he's given up just 5 earned runs in August. Trevor Bauer has had mixed results since being traded from Cleveland to Cincinnati. The Reds have lost 4 of Bauer's 5 starts, and he's given up 22 earned runs in 26 innings. 19 of those earned runs have come in 12 innings on the road in his 3 Cincinnati road starts. He's also giving up 23 hits. Bauer and Hudson tonight in Game 1 of the 3-game series. Obviously, the Cardinals' relievers have also had a lot to do with their success. Their ERA is 2.93 in August, compared to Chicago's 4.26 and Milwaukee's 5.75. As the Cardinals left Milwaukee after winning 2 of 3 and got set for a well-deserved off day yesterday, Mike Schilt reflected on the run post-game on Fox Sports Midwest.
We look for the same things, win or lose, really, quite candidly. We look for, you know, tough, consistent at-bats, which I thought we got today. We just had a lot of opportunities. We got a well-pitched ball game for the most part against us. And I liked their bats against Hader, you know, as well. Deck's really good at-bat. Colton really good at-bat. You know, some guys put a battle on him. And so, you know, made one miscue defensively, but it makes a nice play at third. And just play the game right, you know. Pitch, execute. You know, we do that. We're, you know, it's more process related. We'll be on winning end. We've proven that. Sign of a good team's, yeah, winning, looking to win every night. And that's the expectation. That's why we show up to the ballpark every day. And you know, like I said, just do the things that we know that allows us to win baseball games. And that's what we've done. You know, recently, and we'll continue to do, and that's be together, first of all, and then, you know, pitchers throw strikes, execute their plan, defense makes the plays, and offense executes on offense. We do that, we'll shake hands a lot.
And as far as 16 games in 16 days with another heavy schedule looming, Schilt once again on Fox Sports Midwest postgame.
It speaks to the group because we have had 16 in a row, and we can't, you know, ignore the fact that that's a lot of games, a lot of baseball in a row, and I played really well the whole stretch. This group likes to play, though, and this group will play in a, you know, in a backfield or, you know, a parking lot if you know, that's where you tell us to play. So it's a bunch of guys that love baseball. And so, and it's also, you know, we got some mentally tough, physically tough guys that, you know, I alluded to Colton earlier, just regardless of circumstance, they're going to compete. It's such a winning trait, winning habit. So, you know, candidly, I don't, no one talked today about how many in a row or anything like that. We just like to play, you know, and we'll play anytime, anywhere, as much as often as possible. So, you know, we got the off day today or tomorrow, but you know, we'll get back on the saddle and get ready to go.
With four games between the Cardinals and Reds at Busch Stadium and the Cubs hosting the Milwaukee Brewers at Wrigley, plus playing Milwaukee a combined seven times over their next nine games, the National League Central could very well look much different in 10 days. Fangraph's most recent projections give the Cardinals an 83.1% chance to make the playoffs and the Cubs an 84% chance, with the Cubs holding a slight advantage, 50.8% versus the Cardinals' 46.4% chance to win the National League Central. But a lot could change over the next handful of days. For Scoops with DannyMac.com, I'm Chris Raby.